Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 19th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, North Dakota soybean growers are working when they can to harvest their crops. It's been a wet fall for growers, and the harvest has been slow going. Stephanie Sinner is the executive director of the North Dakota Soybean Council.
Farmers are out there every day they can be when the weather's right and the mud freezes over to try and get as much soybeans harvested as possible. I think they made some good progress over the last couple weeks.
The wet fall and delayed harvest comes at a time of trade uncertainties and low prices, but Sinner says the soybean growers are doing okay.
It's been rough. No crop has been immune to the challenges we've faced this week, this season, so everybody's feeling it, but just encouraging everyone to keep at it and stay positive and reach out to friends and family if you just need somebody to talk to.
Sinner says growers are taking advantage of the current weather situation to harvest as much as they can before the snow flies. It's also been a tough go this year in the Midwest for sunflower growers. Brad Rippey from the USDA takes a look at the terribly slow sunflower harvest.
Some real bad news on the sunflower front. Harvest is at a virtual standstill in the Dakotas, where substantial acreage remains in the field. The national harvest progress for sunflowers on November 17th is just 47%. Five-year average is 83%. And even last year, which was a slow harvest year due to wetness, was faster at 68%. While harvest is nearly complete in Colorado and Kansas, again, it's the Dakotas are the biggest problem. And of course, those are the two major production states, the two biggest production states. North Dakota, just over a third, 34% of the sunflowers harvested. That's 50 percentage points behind the five-year average of 84%. Nearly as far behind South Dakota, 49% harvested versus the five-year average of 83%.
Things are not much better for the corn harvest.
We did pass the three-quarters mark on corn harvested to reach 76% overall by November 17th. That is 16 percentage points behind the five-year average of 92% and 13 points behind last year's 89%.
He says farmers are suffering from high moisture content in wet fields.
As you move to the upper Midwest and also the northern reaches of the Corn Belt, we are seeing extensive harvest delays.
And the top of the list of those states is North Dakota.
For the nation as a whole, this is the second slowest corn harvest in the last quarter century, behind only 2009. And compared to this year's 76% harvested on November 17th, the number in 2009 was even lower at 58%.
Again, that's Brad Rippey, the USDA meteorologist. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.